Thank you for tuning in to the Sky HD2. We are here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. My name is Doug Clifford, and as always, I appreciate you listening. For this portion of the show, we have Carrie Bagnell in the studio. Carrie is the founder of Jungle Friends. Recently voted one of the 28 most interesting people in Gainesville. Was just on the Discovery Channel this past Sunday. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what Jungle Friends on State Road 121 in Gainesville is all about, please.
Well, we rescue monkeys from all sorts of different situations, mostly expats and some that are no longer being used in laboratory research, circuses, entertainment industry, all sorts of places that monkeys shouldn't be.
And how many monkeys do you have there?
We have 120 monkeys right now at Jungle Friends.
Yep. Okay. So how do people find out about you to get the monkeys to you?
Well, usually they just type in pet monkeys on the internet. And first they get a long list of people selling monkeys, of course, which is something that we're totally against. But they just look up monkeys on the internet and they find us. And most people know if they're looking for a home for a monkey. Most of the regulatory agencies know who Jungle Friends is, and they USDA refers us, Fish and Wildlife refer us to monkeys that have been confiscated and things like that.
So you've had monkey rescues recently?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you mentioned we were on Discovery the other night, and that was a big rescue in Texas. Facility was going under due to financial problems. So they had not only monkeys, they had lions and tigers and bears, oh my, also.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah. Oh. Two awns. So anyway, we offered to take the capuchin monkeys. And one of the things that we always ask when we do a rescue is we want all of the animals to be, all of the males to be vasectomized before they come, because we do not want monkeys being born behind bars, certainly. And they said they had all been vasectomized except for two. So we had the two vasectomized while we were there. I saw the vasectomy reports and all was right with the world. And then about 6 months later, we had a brand new baby monkey born.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Very cute, very heartwarming, but tragic. This monkey was born behind bars. And the monkey had to have been conceived at Jungle Friends, which is not a good thing. So we realized that one of the male monkeys has to be the culprit, and we needed to find out who. So we have since separated all of the boys.
Sounds like grade school.
Yes, they're actually doing better as a little bachelor group than they were with the girls involved. Uh-huh. So we have five boys that all need vasectomies, or to see which one, you know, where the problem lies. And we have a vet actually flying in, Dr. Martino, who's coming to Jungle Friends to perform all the vasectomies for us free. So we're going to be planning that in the next couple of months and get this situation remedied. But meanwhile, these bad boys were with several other females.
Uh-huh.
So we are just fingers crossed that we don't have any more births, but we do have three other monkeys that look a little hefty. So we're just hoping that they're eating very well.
Okay. Now this ties in the baby born behind captivity with this movie you're putting together, Broken Bonds. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Right. We're doing a documentary called Broken Bonds, and to talk about what happens when bonds are broken. We're all pretty much aware, and there's been a lot of research done on taking a baby human or a baby monkey, baby anything, away from the mother. And it's very bad for the baby, of course.
Sure.
And certainly worse being raised by a completely different species. But no one seems to talk much about what does the mother go through.
Mm-hmm.
And these mothers have their babies stolen year after year, sold into the pet trade, sold into research. And they have them stolen from as early as only 3 days old. I mean, that's horrific. Now, you're not even allowed to sell a puppy or a kitten until they're weaned. Yet it's legal to steal a baby monkey from their mother at 3 days old. They don't wean for about 2 years. They will still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll nurse and stay on their mother's back for up to 2 years. So it's just, no matter how you look at it, it is wrong to steal a mother's baby. So the documentary is all about the broken bonds. And you can watch that on our website at junglefriends.org. And it's right in the middle of the website. Just click on Broken Bonds, and you'll see the video of the mother monkey in labor and giving birth. and then caring for her baby, nursing her baby. It is really a wonderful video. So I recommend everybody go and watch that, because once you see that, I think if people really see that this is a loving bond, this is a mother and child, that people will understand how wrong it is to steal these babies.
Now, you have 120 monkeys on 12 acres, and you are hoping to expand, and maybe some of the Sky listeners can help with that in a financial way.
That would be great if someone would just send me a check for $250,000.
Oh, that's all?
We'd be set. Or if 250,000 people would send. No.
Right, $1 each, right.
So what we need, we found some property right behind us that is adjacent to us and actually connects to another primate sanctuary, which would literally give us 40 acres of sanctuary for the primates so that we can expand. We have 30 monkeys on our waiting list right now, 10 who are in laboratory research that need a home. So, and I get calls every day. Just got a call too.
Every day someone wanted to give you a monkey?
Well, I got a call for two monkeys today and two monkeys yesterday.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It just seems to be getting worse. So I have to say no to a lot of monkeys, and that's tough. That's hard to do.
And you're a nonprofit, I take it?
Yes, we're 501c3, so all of your donations are tax deductible. So
Now, are you one of the largest monkey sanctuaries in the country, Carrie?
Yes, I believe we are. As far as monkeys go, we have certainly the most capuchin monkeys. We have capuchins, spider monkeys, marmosets, tamarins, and squirrel monkeys.
But it's not like a zoo where people come out and visit, is it?
No, we're not open to the public. We're a true sanctuary, which means that's the monkey's home, and they, you know, we don't want people coming and gawking at them. One of the problems is a lot of the monkeys are from laboratory research, and they really have no use for humans.
Mm-hmm.
They see two humans coming, and they freak. They think something bad is going to happen. So we try to limit people there. We have volunteers that come in. Somebody wants to come and see Jungle Friends. You are welcome to come out, but you'll have to work 4 hours first.
Okay. Tell me about how Jungle Friends is set up. I mean, you have it as natural as possible for the monkeys. Would that be an accurate way to put it?
Yes, I'm actually from Las Vegas in the desert, which was not a very good climate for the monkeys and for a lot of humans either.
But yeah, right. They
started having nosebleeds and their skin would break, and it was just too dry, and they're built for hot, humid climates. So I started looking around, trying to find a place. My first choice was South America, but that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So we thought Florida would be a great place, and it is. We have got the best soil at Jungle Friends. The monkeys drop a peanut, and a peanut plant grows. So
wow.
It's great. So we want to give them a real naturalistic habitat. We have grass and trees and bamboo and plants and stuff for them, you know, natural things for them to do, and buckets and ropes and swings and pools, and and they have a blast. They just monkey around.
Now, the monkeys have different personalities by what species they are, or within a certain species?
Well, there are certain traits to each species, but they are all just as individual as you or I. They all have their own little personalities and their own little idiosyncrasies, and it's a trip. There is like a little Peyton Place out there sometimes.
Oh, really? Let's see. What else should we talk about today?
Did we talk about volunteers?
You mentioned people can visit if they volunteered, but you're looking for more of a long-term commitment than one day, right?
Yes. Yes, and if people do want to come out and volunteer or do an internship program at Jungle Friends, on our website, if you just click on opportunities, it tells you all about it. You can download a volunteer application, fill that out, and come on out and help us with the monkeys.
And I've noticed looking at your website, just kind of like they discourage kids from having rabbits, you know, after Easter as pets, you discourage people having monkeys as pets, right?
Absolutely. It's a really bad idea.
Why?
And, well, people think that if you raise them, that's why they steal them when they're 3 days old. They get the idea that if you raise them when they're really young, that they'll just turn into little children. And they actually have a name for that. They're calling them monk kids. I don't know if you saw My Child is a Monkey. Was just on National Geographic.
No. I think I saw that headline in National Enquirer or what.
Yeah, there you go. And it has, you know, all these people as, you know, buying these little monkeys and trying to turn them into little humans, which certainly doesn't work. So they end up pulling out all of their teeth. They castrate them. Some people have even cut off the tips of their fingers so they didn't have fingernails. Other people have cut off their tails so they couldn't, so it was easier to change their diapers. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's a real bad idea. And it's bad for the humans, too. It's not only bad for the monkeys, it's bad for the humans. They are not domesticated. There were no dogs. There were wolves. And then after 15,000 years, there were dogs. Well, they are monkeys, and they are still monkeys. And, you know, they're wild, wild animals.
Are monkeys considered intelligent?
Very intelligent. Actually, the capuchin monkeys are right under chimps. They've got chimps and then capuchin monkeys and then every, you know, all kinds of other primates, as well as dolphins are very smart. Pigs are smart. You know, there's a lot of that. But chimps are considered the smartest, and then capuchins are right under that, which is another reason they don't make good pets. They're smarter than some of my friends. Sorry, friends.
Now, you actually have a Sponsor the Monkey program, or Sponsor a Monkey program. Tell us how that works, Carrie.
Exactly. And that is such a great idea, because most of our sponsorships are given as gifts. And people sponsor a monkey in the name of someone, one of their loved ones, for a birthday or Christmas or, you know, a gift of some sort. And everyone loves it. You get a picture of your sponsored monkey with some of their original monkey art and their bio.
Oh.
I don't think I told you they are very talented artists.
I remember an exhibit at the Thomas Center years ago. Was that your doing?
That was there. It's all the rage. Monkey art is all the rage. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. You'll have to come out sometime and watch them paint.
Okay. And again, your big thing is monkeys were born to be wild. They were not meant to entertain us with top hats or not to be a pet for somebody.
Right, right. They have their own lives. They're like humans. I mean, they want to, they're babies. They want to be with their family and their parents. They want to play with other monkeys of their own age. Then they want to grow up and have a family of their own. You know, they're primates. They're very social, and they want to do monkey things.
Okay, let's talk about how people can contact you if they want more information about Jungle Friends, if they want to contribute or anything.
Well, you can go to our website, which is junglefriends.org, O-R-G, or you can call 386-462-7779.
Carrie Bagnell, founder of Jungle Friends Primary Sanctuary, State Road 121 in Gainesville, also voted one of Gainesville's 28 most interesting people, and has been our guest for this portion of the show. Carrie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Doug.